Hi, and welcome to the AI Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Mast, and I am really excited to be here today with Shannon. Shannon and I got to meet each other. Boy, I want to say we started talking April of this year. Is that about right?
I think so. And yeah, about April.
Shannon was a little skeptical about AI and all those things, but excited about it. And Shannon has now embraced it fully and has launched some businesses from it, is just killing it out there. And I'm really excited, Shannon, to have you here today to chat a little bit about your journey. And candidly, I'd love to not only let people know what you're doing, but help inspire some others who are, you know, looking at 2026 as we'll be releasing this. This will be the last podcast of the year that goes out. And I'd love to just get people inspired to know that the opportunity is there if people want to leverage it. So before I butcher this anymore, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and who you serve, and then we'll kind of dive in and do some storytelling.
Sure. Well, if we want to go origin story real quick, I actually have had my own businesses for just about, this is our 20th year. I've owned a licensed childcare center for school age kids in South Florida and a martial arts school. And before that, way back in the old days, I did a lot of online sales. So I was doing eBay and all of those formats when they first came out with the dial-up and the HTML for Dummies book on my desk. So I have had a long love of marketing because I've needed to go through times when we had, you know, the phone book. We were marketing in the phone book. Remember back then? Now where, right? To print marketing and mail away things. And now, man, it's just so much fun to be out here in the AI world. And when you and I met last spring, I was trying to leverage some AI to help my business. And it's funny, instead of just using AI to build my business, I built a completely new business teaching people how to build their business with AI. So if you can follow that logic.
It was kind of unexpected, but boy, how cool.
It was. Right? It really is cool, and it's so much fun. I'm meeting so many people, and I'm learning something new every day because in this industry, how can you not, you know?
Oh, it's so awesome. Well, I want to give you the kudos because, you know, the tools are available to everyone. And you've really taken the action. You know me, we've talked a lot enough now that I'm a massive believer in that success loves speed. And speed to implementation wins, and especially with AI. And I just want to publicly give you the kudos for taking the action, diving in, and not taking the, well, I don't know about this. I mean, we went from me introducing you to Midjourney for images to now you teaching me how to use it in ways that I'd never dreamed of. And that's one of the really cool things about AI is that you can pick a niche like that. You can pick something, you can dive into it, and you become an expert. You don't need to be an expert at everything. You need to just be adding value to your audience, and you've started delivering just massive value to the audience, so much so that, I mean, you're, like I said, you're now teaching me and my team how to use Midjourney better, which is so cool. I love that.
Yeah, I love Midjourney. I love images. I've always been a very visual person, colors and the way things fit together. Just that's kind of how my brain works. And I did. I fell in love with Midjourney when I saw, I was like, words to images, got this. And not only has that been great just for me to be able to teach people about visuals and images and how that can work together with marketing, but it's, you know, it's brought into the part that I love teaching people about with marketing and branding and visual storytelling and all of those things. They go together so well with images. It's instead of it just being, oh, I'm the image girl. It's, I can help you take your business from where it is to people paying attention because of those visuals. And there is, you know, there's so much with branding and storytelling and marketing behind those visuals. If you get them right, the sky's the limit. So I'm having a blast. I love it.
Well, I think you've done an amazing job, and I'm really excited. I don't think we've announced this to anybody yet. If you're watching the podcast, in I think it's January 14, you and I are kicking off a 3-day training on ways to actually make money with AI images. And I'm really excited about that because the images are fun. It's more than just Midjourney. I mean, with all the updates we've had with Ideogram and Nano Banana from Google, and now ChatGPT's 1.5, which I got to say, for marketing graphics, that has been killing it. I mean, we have been, even my team, we've been taking our Midjourney branded images because it still creates our characters the way we want them to. And then bringing those into Nano Banana and ChatGPT 1.5 and telling it, okay, here's what I love. I don't know if you've, I know you've seen this, but here's what I love.
Yeah.
I don't have to prompt it like, you know, photo of blah, 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 blah style. I literally can go in and go, here's an image that I want to use, and I want you to adjust the image with these colors, because sometimes I don't get the colors I want. Mm-hmm. I want you to add in text to treat it like a billboard, because I'm going to use this at the top of my sales landing page. And then I also want you to create a social media graphic of the same. And that's not a normal image prompt. That's me talking to AI. And the images that I get back, it's like I handed it off to a professional graphic artist and got back, in most cases, not always, but most, exactly what I wanted. It has blown my mind. I'd love to hear from you. Have you noticed that with Nano Banana and with 1.5? Obviously, we're dating ourselves, because, of course, if you watch this a year from now, it'll be different. But with those that just came out, that the way we prompt has totally changed. Just now we literally get to talk to it like we would anything else, as opposed to a Midjourney or Ideogram, where we were really trying to kind of put a framework, a formula together of, you know, 3D cartoon image of this looking like this, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And now I can just pretty much just say, here's what I want, and it does it.
Yeah, well, what I've seen that's been so great is, you, if you need something extra, it used to be if you were making a sales funnel or you were sending an email and you wanted a specific image like something you already had, but maybe a different size, and you wanted different text. Well, off to Canva we go, right? No more. This morning, oh, I was so excited. This morning, I had two trainings that I was kind of cross-promoting with a discount if you bought both. And I didn't want to go to Canva. And so I took my hero image from one and the hero image from the other with no text on them, put them in Nano Banana, explained just like you were saying what I was doing, and got a professional grade graphic in 14, 30 seconds. I don't know. I had it in my email because I'd already done the email, and it was gone. And it was so fast, and the first iteration, and that's the thing that you and I know is so different. The first try, not every time, but I would say, gosh, 99% of the time, the first try gets me what I want.
Yeah, it's gotten a big deal. So much better. I don't think I'm at your standard. You're probably explaining it better than I am. But I would definitely say 80% of the time that first try is getting it. And that is so much better than we were even just a couple months ago. And, you know, literally to get my social images that I would use for my posting during the week, I would generally create literally 10 times more images than I needed just to be able to get the ones that I wanted. And that is now starting to change, which is really cool.
It is. And one thing that I've been telling people, I just did a class with everybody about getting ready for this year and just posting. Like, I'm just like you with your video. I'm trying to get people to post on social media. And what I'm trying to explain to people is, one, we always say done is better than perfect, right? But if Midjourney is your sticking point, if you're going to get in there and you're going to do what sometimes you and I do and get super picky about all of the things, don't go there. Pay for a subscription. You're already in ChatGPT working on your post. Ask it to give you a suggestion for a prompt for an image, and then ask it to generate it. And I will tell you that some of those images, I mean, pick a style. Don't just go with, you know, whatever it gives you. But holy smoke, most of the people are getting that were in that training are getting back to me saying, I'm posting so much faster because I'm not letting that be a roadblock of worrying about my images. I'm taking right there. And that's, and we know if we stay in the same, you know, the same tool, it's going to be so much faster than switching back and forth.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, that's the exciting part, is to see how AI really does save us time when implemented well. I'd love to hear from your perspective. You've probably seen this in training. I know I've seen this in training. You know, the studies tell us that about 20% of the business people out there are actually using AI on a regular basis. Now, a lot more than them obviously have downloaded ChatGPT and maybe playing with it, but as far as daily, they're using it to save time. What have you seen to be some of the biggest things that people miss, if I can say that, when it comes to AI and saving time? Because we, you know, a lot of our audience is going, okay, Jonathan, I get it. I need to do better, but how do I lean into that? If you got any suggestions for people on what things they can do that they're probably not thinking about when it comes to saving time with AI?
Well, I think what I'm seeing is a lot of people who feel like they're using AI, they're doing what maybe early adopters in our circle, in our little bubble, were doing last year. They're going on regular ChatGPT, not necessarily on a custom GPT that's fine-tuned to do something, and they're asking it to answer emails for them, or they're copy and pasting things in and getting them back out. And that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people in my outside AI circle. And it is such the smallest tip of the iceberg. I was meeting with a client the other day, and ChatGPT is his tool of choice. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to find all of the things that you can do with just ChatGPT. And so one of the things that I had forgotten about was you can have ChatGPT send you an email every morning. You can have it send you a summary. And if you're using it for things, it can send you a summary of your chats. It can send you a link back to that chat is basically what it is. And it will go over whatever your to-do items were or whatever you were planning to work on. You can also use it to send you a separate communication, and it will send it to your email address that's with OpenAI. And I get one in the morning that gives me quick posts I can make for all of my businesses because I gave it ideas for what types of news articles to mm-hmm. look for. And so I get an email every morning now just from that. And it can also link to your calendars. So many tools. And my best advice is if you're using ChatGPT or if you're using Gemini or Perplexity, get what it can do for you. Have it ask you 5 questions personally about yourself, because you might not need the things that I need. They might not make sense to you. But if you say, hey, can you ask me 5 questions just with words? Can you ask me 5 questions about what my day is like and how to help so you can figure out how you can help me have an easier day? You'd be so surprised at the things that will tell you.
Love that. Great way too. And it's something we, I think we often forget, is the power of asking the AI model to actually ask you questions. You know, it's amazing. It's not truly intelligent. I think artificial intelligence is a slightly wrong name, but it certainly is well-trained. And when you tell it, ask me 5 questions, like you said, to figure out how you can help me, it will come up with some of the most amazing ideas, probably some you haven't thought of. And I love that. That's a great tip. Well, I'd like to go back a little bit, Shannon, on your journey. So you, when you dove into AI, you really didn't have any technical experience. That's not what you did. You have other businesses that you run, but neither of those businesses are tech businesses per se. Right. What was it that drew you to AI, first of all, even before you thought you'd be training or building another business on it? What originally drew you into AI?
Well, I don't remember exactly when I started using ChatGPT, but it was, I know that it was... probably it was well over a year ago. It was probably last, like the year ago, August. So it was many months before I really contacted you, but I ended up in your group and whatever. And I saw the possibilities because I was tech savvy enough that I was using a lot of different softwares. I just wasn't using anything that was easy, like AI seemed. And I thought, this is still clunky, but it's got a lot of possibilities, and anything that can save me time. I'm the girl that has the businesses with an S, and I'm always looking for a way to save a little time. And I thought, how are we going to do this? And when I saw that I could also let other people use the tools, and when you introduced me to custom GPTs, forget about it. Now I have people mm-hmm. that can, right? They're answering emails even before I was really good at getting things to sound like me with your self-scribe and all of that. People could send emails that I approved of, that I didn't have to approve. And that was a huge time saver. So, I mean, I saw the possibilities, but then we've seen just, I can't believe, you know, how much Manus has changed. And I was in their beta, right? Just every day there's something new. And so I think I saw the possibilities, and I just didn't want the bus to leave the station without me.
I love that. How about that transition you took from, wow, it's helping me in my businesses, to, I remember it was July-ish or August somewhere mm-hmm. in there that you and I had a conversation. And you're like, I want to do more. I want to do that. Talk to us a little bit. Tell us about that journey from learning how to use it to, my goodness, I want to teach people how to do this because it's so cool.
Yeah. And it actually goes back to spring when I started making custom GPTs with you. I made some that were for teachers. I've always built communities, youth service programs, and I've always worked with educators, whether they're childcare educators or, you know, teachers. And I wanted to give the AI to the teachers. You need this, but they weren't ready for it. And schools weren't letting them use it. And it wasn't really, you know, a thing people thought was okay back then. I think a lot of that has shifted. And so I had all these tools I had built, and I was like, nobody wants to play with my stuff, except you and I talked about Midjourney so many times. People started going, well, can you show me how to do that? And I thought, okay, well, instead of trying to fight with people who don't want to learn from me, I'm going to teach the people who are ready to learn. And so I doubled down on learning. Now, when I decided to teach Midjourney, I didn't know enough about it to teach it. So what I did instead was spent a lot of time with the tool. What I don't usually do for my own learning purpose, I don't usually spend a lot of time watching other people use something. So like with Midjourney, I didn't watch all the YouTube videos at first. I used Midjourney a lot. Right. I was in it hours, right? Yeah. And I learned things that worked for me. And then I would go back and see what other people had to say and see if I missed something. But that's what I did. I just spent a lot of time in there. And then I knew that I wanted to start doing trainings when you and I talked about that. And my first training was July 21st. I think I launched it 10 days before. I had about 40 something people, which was pretty much blowing it out of the water. And I was like, okay, we're doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're doing this. Here we go. And now I think I'm my 16th, I'd have to count them, 16th or 17th training is next Monday. And I have a pretty decent following of people in my group, only really about 1,800. And my email list is under 700 people. But I still get a turnout of close to 100 people for all my trainings. So, yeah.
Which is amazing. I mean, you've got the right one. And I think that's a really good thing to share, though, is that, you know, so often people look and go, yeah, I don't have a big following. I don't. Did you, let me ask you this, did you start with a following of people, or is this something you built from scratch?
No, when I started, I mean, I had my people following, my people that are local for my two businesses. I had just under 900 followers when I started doing AI stuff, but they were people who've been following me for years. And they flipped into followers because I think before I started AI, I flipped to the professional when people could start following me. So a lot of them, they were from Kidspace and Sochin. They weren't from AI. And now I have it's doubled. So I have over 1,800. But my group has built slowly, but it's been perfect. And that's what I hope people understand. If you are trying to build something, having a Facebook group is a fantastic idea, even if you're not 1,000% sure what you're going to do with it or what your audience is. You just have to start giving value. And I learned that from you, you know, and I've done that in my other businesses too, but you start giving value. The people who are in my group, they interact with each other. We have contests and we have fun and I do image challenges, some of which I do put over in your group too. And people want to interact. And so that's how you're going to build an audience that converts instead of an audience that unsubscribes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think, again, the real point I want people to get there is you didn't start with a massive audience. You don't, even now you don't have a massive list, but you're generating real revenue. I mean, obviously 2026 remains to be seen, but at the pace you're on, it looks like you're going to have a seven-figure coaching business in 2026. That is absolutely unbelievable when you think about it from where you started. And it's really because of you and the action you've taken, the value you bring, like you said, all those. But to me, it's such a great success story because you didn't come in like, you know, with a massive audience in another area and then converted it over to AI. You've built it, you've grown it, and yeah, you've just done an amazing job with that. I love it. I'd love
Thank
to
you.
Hear
you
your
know,
perspective. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say one thing that I think is important, and it's something people were talking about and you addressed in your training on the Video a Day program, and I hear too. You don't have to be teaching AI to make money with AI. If you already have a business, leverage AI. Most of the people in my orbit are not teaching AI in my trainings. They're leveraging another business with AI, you know, or they're teaching something else and using AI to help them teach it. You don't have to be able to use Midjourney, you know, or to, you know, understand all the different platforms to be able to do this. This is just what Jonathan and I are doing. But, you know, there's so many opportunities.
It's such a good point. I mean, I think back to Morris from our mastermind community, you know, Morris, and Morris runs a high-end furniture and drapery business, not the type of thing that you would think lends itself to AI. But I'm so geeked because he just shared with me, and I think you heard him yesterday on our call talking about he's got an opportunity for a 135-room hotel in New York City that's definitely within his purview. It's the type of thing that he does as far as upholstery and all that. He did a full walkthrough, and then they wanted a proposal. And he said normally that would have taken him many, many hours. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I'm pretty sure he said like 20 to 30 hours to put this together, matching everything up, probably having help from his team as well. And he literally, and I don't have it here, but he took his voice recorder with him and he recorded on the walkthrough that they did. He took that, loaded it into Notebook LM, and then he had Notebook LM help him put together the proposal in 2 hours.
That's
And he
nuts.
said,
It's awesome.
he showed it to me. He showed me a bit, not that I know, but he showed it to me. It's incredibly professional. It's far more detailed. It's got everything. And as you know, the real benefit, again, this is not selling AI. It's nothing to do with it. He's selling furniture and draperies, but he was able to now match the things that the hotel said, here are the things that matter to us, and make sure that every one of those is mentioned in the proposal and how he's going to solve for that. That's, you and I both know, that's going to be better than the competing proposals, because they're going to send out a template. It's going to be close. It'll have a little, you know, the cover page will be customized, but it's going to, and he's crushing it, saving time, making money. And like you said, not in an AI business in any way, shape, or form. And I think that's what's really exciting. You and I have decided the coaching, it's mainly due to our personalities, but there's plenty of opportunity that has nothing to do with teaching. It's just amplifying the things you're already doing. And you've heard me say that. I believe AI amplifies your skill and experience. It's taking those things that we have to do. I saw Clay, another member of our mastermind group, posted something this morning about he's got this reconciliation he has to do every month in his real estate business between two different spreadsheets and two different systems. And he hates doing it, but he has to do it because it's very specific work, and it has to do with finances and commissions and all that. And today, instead, he decided to take both of those exports basically from the systems and explained to his AI model, I think he used Notebook LM as well, what he needed to do. And 3 minutes later, it was done. And he goes, he proof checked it and everything was right. Now, obviously you need to proof check and everything, but you think about that. That's a job that, again, we all as business owners have those things that we do because we either don't want to hand them off, we're not comfortable handing them off, maybe they're financial related, anything like that. And yet we do them and maybe spend hours a week or month putting into those going, man, I wish I could do something different because I don't love this. And AI can help in almost all those areas. Doesn't remove you from that process, but it's so important to help you. So I love that you brought that up. I think that's so critical and important in that process.
Can I tell you what my dad's been doing? My dad, who is 78 years old, and he's just now wanting me to start teaching him about AI. I left him on a project that we couldn't accomplish 3 or 4 months ago with AI, and he circled back and using a combination accidentally of Copilot and ChatGPT because they're near each other, and he didn't. Yeah. At first, he said he didn't realize he was using them both. He is a building contractor, and he has written his own Excel spreadsheet that has saved him about 80% of the time in giving estimates for jobs, kind of like what Morse did. And holy smokes, like, he is so proud of himself. He called me the other day and he's never even used AI before, but he was able to just, he goes, I'm just talking to it. I said, I know. He goes, it built me a spreadsheet. It's awesome.
But you just nailed one of the most important things. AI is like having an assistant sitting at your desk with you or in the vehicle with you or whatever, and just talking to it like you would the assistant. This morning, I mentioned we're recording this on Christmas Eve. It'll go live here in a couple days. We're recording Christmas Eve. I spent this morning driving around picking up foodstuffs for our Christmas celebration. Ran down to the docks and I bought some shrimp because we're down in Alabama along the Gulf Coast. And went to my favorite meat market and got these incredible stuffed jalapenos that they have and some stuffed mushrooms. While I'm doing that, I'm using the voice mode on my phone and I'm literally having AI help me create material for a coaching class that I'm doing this afternoon. Normally, I wouldn't have done that. It's not needed, by the way. But now I get to add tons more value to that coaching class by answering questions that came up. I literally, and you'll appreciate this because you're in the class, I literally had it go through the Zoom chat and say, identify the most common questions that are coming up in the Zoom chat, and then help identify what we could create as a resource, as something valuable for the community based on those questions. And it came up with 6 things. I liked 4 of them. And so we're creating resources based on that. And like you said, I'm literally using voice. No, I'm not, you know, doing anything I shouldn't, but I'm driving down the road. It's like having someone, an assistant, on a computer sitting next to me with high-speed internet access that I can go, let's do this and let's do this. And it's all getting done so fast, so efficiently, and again, adding so much value, which to me is so exciting. I love the story of your dad because, like you said, he's not learning to be a prompt expert. He's talking to it, and that's amazing.
Do you know something that I've been doing? And I was going to mention it when we were in our meeting yesterday, and I forgot. Because you were talking about when you did your book, how you started working on your book and the downloading it to listen to it. Well, I do have 11 labs, but you do not need 11 labs to do this. And I do use Manus, but you can use the free Manus or use any other tool. Yep. When I want to learn something, I tell Manus on my phone as I'm walking to the barn, I go, ooh, I want to learn about making micro apps, or I want to learn about making a real app, or I want to learn, you know, how to leverage Facebook for whatever. I have Manus write a book to me, to Shannon, based off of what it knows about me. And I have him write it in a funny, sarcastic, witty, or whatever the heck I want, based off of my knowledge and business. And he already knows what I want, because we have like a little conversation going. And he makes me like a 15 chapter book, something that takes me a couple hours to listen to. And then if I want something more detailed, I go back. But I pop it up to 11 labs so that I can choose a voice, because I'm extra.
Yeah, love that.
And I download it as an MP3. Right? And it plays on my phone as an MP3, like my very own audiobook, where Shannon gets to learn whatever she wants. So there's no excuses on the planet. You want to learn something, you can learn it, and you can actually have it completely, you know, customized to you or to your child or your parent, whoever you're building it for. And you can do that for free.
It's one of the things I'm so excited about AI, apart from all the business stuff, is in the education sector. And I know you've, you know, being in that sector, you know a bit more about it than I do, but I remember sitting in class learning, for example, how to do multiplication tables or how to do algebra. And when there were good examples, I learned so much faster. If there weren't good examples, it was dry and boring, and I at least had a hard time learning. I love the fact that now, you know, most schools, the students have either got Chromebooks or tablets or something that they're using, and the ability for a teacher to stand up in front of class and, let's say, teach algebra or an algebra concept, but every student, because of their interests that the AI can know about them, can then translate that into exercises that relate to something they're interested in. So I'm really into motorcycles and photography. Guess what? When I learned algebra, it could do it in the context of motorcycles and photography to keep me interested. My wife, she's interested in, you know, collectibles and antiques and stuff. It could create that, you know, maybe she wasn't in fifth grade when this happened, but it could do all of that. And the neat thing is it can do it in real time. And that closes this educational gap, because no longer then do we have to rely on, could we get the best teacher in the classroom? There's a lot of amazing teachers, and I'm not dishing on any of them, but some are better than others. Now imagine, though, that as long as that curriculum is being shared, the AI has the ability to customize it to that user. So now Billy, sitting in the corner, who doesn't care about algebra because he can't figure out why he's ever going to need it now, but Billy loves basketball. We can teach him algebra through the filter of basketball, and all of a sudden he's going to start learning it because he's interested. And that to me is what is so exciting about, I mean, there's so many things. That's one of the things that excites me so much, though, about what's happening with AI.
Me too. I love that.
As you look into 2026, this again, this episode's our last one of 2025. As you look at 2026, I know my crystal ball's a little cracked and clouded, but I'd be really curious to know what your perspective is on what types of things you think are going to be maybe the top two or three big movers in AI in 26 that business owners should pay attention to. Any particular things that come to mind?
Well, I think that what's going to stand out for customers, especially coming into this year, is that they want things to be easy, and people who are leveraging AI are going to be able to make the process smooth or more smooth for their customers. So we talked about in your training yesterday with video about solving problems, answering questions for your customers. Yeah. And it's never been easier to do that, because you can use an AI tool to help you. You could use faceless video. You can use, you know, something that is generated automatically, like you said, from the chat, things that are coming through transcripts from emails from your customers. There is no reason why someone in your orbit of your business, whatever kind of business it is, needs to feel friction or confusion if you're using AI to solve the problem. So the thing is, maybe my customer service isn't, or my regular service isn't better than your service, but if my customer service is better, if you feel less friction, you're going to choose to work with me. And I think AI is the friction remover. If you look at nothing else, not about saving time, not about anything else, but all of us who are in business, the customer experience is the thing that's going to keep people coming back. Yes, they want to know me and they want to know you, and it's all about, you know, using your own face and your own brand. But if they're frustrated, it doesn't matter how much I smile. You know, I can only fix that a few times.
Yeah. No, so true. I agree. I think that's going to be a massive, massive catalyst in 26. And I think you're right. I think it's going to be driven by customers, because customers are going to have a great experience with one organization or one business. And then they're going to call your business and want to know why it's not the same, because they know it's possible because they've experienced it. And I think you've heard me share this story, but I was recently in DC speaking at an event, and a bunch of us decided to go out to dinner, turned from 4 people to 24 people. And so I thought, you know, I better call the restaurant. I called the restaurant, and instead of normally, hang on, let me put you on hold, because of course they're busy, there's stuff going on, Amy answered. Amy identified herself as an electronic agent. To me, okay, bingo, AI, no problem. And Amy, in perfect English, wasn't talking, had no problem understanding, asked what I needed. I said, I need to make a dinner reservation for 24 people. Came back and said, that's a great group. Hang on a minute, let me check availability. Took just about 10 seconds and came back, and Amy told me that, yes, I can do that. And even asked me a question. Do you want all the tables put together, or can we have a couple of pods that we have out where the whole group can sit? And I said, I actually like that idea better. That way we're not trying to scramble around one big table. I said, great, no problem. I said, is there anything else I should know as it's making the reservation? And I said, yeah, we're all at a conference, so this is not a, this is going to be, you know, everybody's going to pay their own way, basically. So everybody needs their own bill. No problem. I'll make a note of that on the thing. We'll make sure that gets taken care of. Everything was taken care of. It was easy for me. It was simple. And I didn't mind that I didn't have to talk to a human, or that I wasn't talking to a human, because Amy, that electronic agent, did everything I needed without making me wait, made it easy to understand.
Perfect.
And even gave me the option a couple times to say, when we were done, are you comfortable, you know, with this reservation, or would you like to talk to one of our in-person agents? So it gave me the opportunity to do that. Well, now when I call up anybody for customer service, if it's less than that, I got to admit, I'm a little frustrated. I'm like, hang on, Amy was able to do this for a steak place. Why can't the government do this? Or why can't this bureaucracy do this? I mean, this makes it so easy. So yeah, I do agree. I think it's going to drive a lot as we go in. So awesome. Well, Shannon, if people are interested, as we bring the plane in for landing, if they're interested in getting in touch with you and connecting with you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, I have an email address. It's shannon@m.ninjamediaworks.com. I'm sure you're going to share links, and we can always put my Facebook in there. People can find me. I'm much more prevalent on Facebook than LinkedIn, although you can find my Facebook on LinkedIn. But I live on Facebook and Instagram, because that's where I'm comfortable. So I would love to hear from people, and I'd love to have you guys jump in and join our group, or, you know, join in with one of Jonathan's trainings. I'm always hanging out there too. So.
Well, and I can heartily recommend Shannon. She's done an amazing job. She's an amazing teacher, and she's a great inspiration, because she's really pulled all this together based on her own passions and desires, and it's been amazing to watch it grow. And Shannon, it's been so fun to be along that walk with you. So thanks for allowing me to be able to walk along with you. It's been so much fun doing that.
Well, I blame you, and I appreciate you and the core group of people. But the one thing that I will say that we haven't said is I did not get here by sleeping in late and whining. And that has kind of been the thing that I wish was on my t-shirt, which is it, anything that has value is going to take work. And so if what you're looking for is a giant easy button and a money tree in the backyard, AI is not for you. It's going to make things easier, but you still have to do the work. Because if you could do it all with faceless video that you just push a button and everything happens, then nothing anyone does would have any impact, because we'd all just be doing that. So it is work, but you can absolutely do it.
Yeah, I don't work any less hours than I used to, but I have a lot more fun at work, and I get so much more done than I ever did in the past. So,
yeah, me too.
Awesome. Shannon, thank you for your time, and for our audience, thank you for joining us today. You're why we do this, why we bring in great guests like Shannon to tell what's going on, and we'd love your ratings, your 5-star ratings to mean the world to us, and we'd love your feedback. With that, again, final episode of 2026, of 25. I look forward to seeing you in 26. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks, everybody.